Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of progress note for comprehensive counseling incorporation. Date of evaluation for all the, there are 12 patients for medication review. Patient was seen via doxy. Patient has daily health appointment and they consented for evaluation. Date of evaluation was Monday, December 1st, 2025. The first patient is Paul Trimble, T-R-I-M-B-L-E. His date of birth is 12/5/1980. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Date of evaluation is December 1st, 2025. Subjective agita. Paul is a 44-year-old, single Caucasian male, living at 1315 Bureau, Balfour Drive, Warren, Michigan, 48098, was seen for follow-up of his medications and treatment. Patient has been diagnosed attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and he described that he is doing much better with the current medication. He is able to focus, not get distracted, able to organize his work activities, and does not have any anxiety, depression, or any suicidal, homicidal behavior, denies any side effect of the medication. He was at work wearing a cap and able to communicate appropriately, attentive, cooperative, no irritability, agitations, alert and urgent at times. Three, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, no irritability, agitation, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts, assessment, attention, deficit, hyperactive disorder, symptomatically stable, planned continue adral XR 20 mg daily, a 30-day supply was ordered, risk benefit, side effect to explain, prognosis, fair to guarded, end of dictation. Next solution is Gardner David, G-A-R-D-N-E-R-D-A-V-I-D. His date of birth is 6/8/1978. Telephone number is 248-408-0296. Date of evaluation is December 1st, 2025. Subject patient David was seen via telehealth. He's living in a 4176 Oak Tree Circle, Rochester, Michigan, 48306. He is working in a real estate business. He was diagnosed having bipolar mood disorder years ago and currently maintained on medication. He is 47-year-old, described that he has been doing good, denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, or any side effect of the medication. I further discussed the last report I got from the hospital that does not have his Depakote label, which I also informed to the staff of the comprehensive counseling. But I noticed that ammonia label was 80, for which concerned me. However, David described that he has not been having any problem, not having any confusion, disorientations, or any problem with his sleep, appetite, or any feeling of tiredness, fatigue. He described he's perfectly fine, good. He's on quetiapine 25 mg morning, 200 mg at bedtime, Depakote 500 mg twice a day, benzotropine 1 mg daily, and flufenazine 5 mg at bedtime. He was alert, oriented, mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, no irritability, agitation, no involuntary movement, or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Period. Judgment sight is good. Patient has been productive and taking care of his family. Assessment bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Plan, I will continue on medication for and give a prescription for 30 days and also recommended a prescription for CBC differential profile, blood Depakote label, serum ammonia label, SGOT, SGPT, and alkaline phosphatase was repeat. Prognosis, fair to guard it. Next question is Lisara, L-I-S-S-A-R-A-H. Her date of birth is 11/15/1977. Telephone number is 586-202-3412. Date of operation is December 1st, 2025. Sarah is a 48-year-old, divorced, Caucasian female, living at 54335 Pine Chesterfield, Township, Michigan 48047, living with her daughter and working in General Dynamics. Now she started getting payment and feeling quite happy. However, she has been undergoing a lot of stress due to family issues. Since her father died, her mother has been moved to the different place to get proper care. She was concerned about her mother and her care, period. Recently, during her Thanksgiving, she invited her sisters and have a good time. She denies any depression, but has been having period of anxiety, although she has been seeing a therapist at comprehensive counseling and claim it has been helping her. But she just involved in every other business to help the family members, which she described that she has to do because the way otherwise she is not feeling happy. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. I encourage that she should first take care of herself and may help the family members as needed. Period. And for anxiety, she always she should set a limit where she start feeling overwhelmed. She has to cut down and try to relax and take care of herself. Patient was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was approved, speech was clear, thought was organized, there was no involuntary movement. Patient is a Remeron 15 mg daily and Janus 0.5 mg on a PRN basis. 30 days medication was ordered. She will recommended to continue seeing her therapist. Prognosis is guarded. Next relation on Wisniewski, W-I-S-N-I-E-W-S-K-I. Marlene, M-A-R-L-Y-N-N-E. Her date of birth is 8/14/1965. Telephone number 616-386-7723. Subject to Rajita. Marilyn is a 60-year-old, single Caucasian female living with a roommate at 22419 Saxony Avenue, East Point, Michigan 48021. She patient was seen for depression and anxiety. She described that overall she is doing all right and she has a good time on Thanksgiving, but she is still having generalized anxiety, which is difficult to control and not able to feel better. Patient has been taking Zoloft 100 mg daily, hydroxyzine 50 mg daily, trazodone 50 mg daily, and bupropion 5 mg twice a day. I discussed further about her ongoing psychosocial stress and her issue and the problem. She indicated that since she had an automobile accident couple months ago, since then her anxiety has gone up and she often getting nightmares and flashbacks that she is going to get hurt. Yet I further discussed that is a part of post-traumatic trauma and she has to work with a therapist. Period. At the same time, I will increase the dose of Buspar to 10 mg twice a day. Monitor her behavior. Since she has taken Zoloft for a long period of time, I will not make any changes, except I might try to increase the doses or otherwise look for some other antidepressant which can control anxiety and depression, like venlafaxine. Period. To which she agreed. I further discussed that she has to be consistent with appointment, then only I can monitor and help her. To which she agreed. Round medication was reviewed. Patient was explained the risk and benefit of the side effect. Patient was counseled, explained about ongoing issues and the problem, how to deal with them. She was provided supportive therapy, insight-oriented therapy, education about the medication. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Assessment, major depressive disorder with increased anxiety, post-traumatic trauma, secondary to automobile accident. Plan, continue to see her therapist. Increase the dose of Buspan 10 mg daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. End up next relation is Gig Mary, G-I-G-G, Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Her date of birth is 9/14/1960. Telephone number is 586-383-0470. Subject is Algebra. Maria is a 65-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband and extended family. She has celebrated Thanksgiving dinner with all the family members. She describes she is a big cooker and she cook a lot of foods, especially American and Italian food. She describes she came to this country when she was 5 years old, and she is from Sicily, Italy. She used to go to see her father and mother, but since the father died, she has stopped going. Peer patient was appropriate. Living with her husband, she describes she is feeling much better. She is not having any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denying any hallucinations, or any paranoid delusions. She is not drinking alcohol or using any marijuana. She is on Depakote 500 milligrams twice a day, Buspar 10 milligrams twice a day, Paxil 40 milligrams daily. She describes medication has been working well. She wanted to get a Depakote label checked. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Continue with the supportive care, continue with the current medication. I will send a prescription to Macomb Hospital Emergency to lab so that she can get her Depakote level check, serum ammonia level check, SGOT, SGPT, alkaline phosphatase, and CBC differential profile. A follow appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of the creation, then we request for you. Next location is on Gay Frances, G-A-Y-E, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Her date of birth is 1-9-1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Date of relation is December 1st, 2024. 25, subject to answer. Frances is a 49-year-old married African-American female living at 8033 East 10 Mile Road, apartment 1124, Central Line, Michigan 48015. She describes she is taking her medication. She was in a good mood, pleasant effect. Going to drop her son to the school. She describes medication has been helping. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. The current medication has been helping and she is feeling good about health. She describes she has a good Thanksgiving dinner with the family, and having no problem with the medication. There was no involuntary movement. Patient was provided supportive therapy, insight-oriented therapy, education about the medication, and encouragement to continue the medication. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of arthralgia, restlessness. Assessment: schizoaffective disorder, symptomatically stable. Encourage compliance with the Abilify 20 milligram daily. A 30-day supply was ordered. Next location is Rayos, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Her date of birth is 9/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7962. Rayos described that she has a very good dinner with her three brothers and the family members. However, she shows concern about her younger brother, who has been undergoing some mental issues, having period of agitations, period of rage, using profanity, does not go to see a psychiatrist or follow up. Although she was visited by two nephew who is highly achiever, these two nephew belong to her second brother. Patient described that she has been doing very well. She is medically stable, compliance with the dialysis and compliance with the medication. She described the combination of oxcarbazepine, olanzapine, and sertraline has been very effective, and she feel more stable. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. I further discussed that the current medication has been, she should continue the current plan, and I will follow her every 2 weeks, to which she agreed. Patient was in a good mood, pleasant affect, brighter affect, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder on chronic kidney disease on dialysis. Status was bilateral mastectomy, history of hyperparathyroidism. Plan, continue with the supportive plan. Next solution, on Bozine Nivenica, B-O-Z-I-N, Nivenica, N-E-V-N-K-A. Her date of birth is 4-2-1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Her date of, she is 76-year-old. Subjective knowledge data. Nivenica is a 76-year-old, married, Caucasian female, living at 29250 Longview, apartment 6, Warren, Michigan, 48093. And she described that her medication has been helping her. She is doing much better. She celebrated her Thanksgiving to her daughter-in-law house, and it was a good time. She denies any depression, anxiety, mood swing, but sometimes she need a quarter tablet of clonopin in the morning also, and she wanted if I can increase the doses. She also indicated that since I told the staff that her medication is getting regularly, I further discussed that she can use a PRN based morning dose, but I would like to avoid not to take too much dose, otherwise she will start getting some memory problem and also disturbance in the gait. Peer, to be she agreed, she was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, thought process organized, there was no irritability and agitation. Patient is on Cymbalta 20 mg daily, clonopin 0.5 mg BID. Peer, assessment. Major depressive disorder with period of anxiety. Continue with supportive plan and adaptation. The 30-day supply was ordered. Next solution is Morkin Patricia, M-O-R-K-I-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Her date of birth is 8-7-1958. Telephone number is 248-514-1582. Date of relation December 1, 2025. Subject area, Patricia is a 67-year-old single Caucasian female living at 265 West Farnum, Farnum, Madison Heights, Michigan, 48721. Seen after 3 months. Follow-up, she indicated she has been doing good. She was having good time with her family and during Thanksgiving, and get along well with everyone, taking care of her granddaughters and spend time with the who spend time with her. She describes she is taking all her medication, try to go for therapy, try to go for physical therapy, and also try to do exercise and daily activities without having any problem of any pain or discomfort. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Her judgment sight is improved. Period. Patient has rheumatoid arthritis for which she has been taking Humira, substitute for Humira, and has been on Trazodone 100 mg at bedtime, Duloxetine 20 mg daily. A 4 month supply of the medication was ordered, follow up appointment was given. Patient was explained the role of the medication and encouraged for the compliance. Prognosis guarded. This is the end of dictation. Next question is on Petway, P-E-T-T-W-A-Y, Daniel, D-A-N-E-L-L-E. Her date of birth is 11-13-1982. Her telephone number is 313-695-8256. Subject to Ajita, Danielle is a 43-year-old married Caucasian female, male Afro-American female, living at 8422 Orchard Avenue, Warren, Michigan, 48089. Seen for follow-up. She describes she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good. Her depression is gone. She denies any depression, anxiety, any mood swings. She's not feeling anxious as much. Yet she described this year she has not celebrated her her Thanksgiving dinner. She called her sister, but she was very. She has very. Her daughter called her daughter during Thanksgiving dinner, but she did not respond, and her relationship is disturbed since her mother died. Peer, she is the one who provided care to mother and concerned about it, but other sister has not been involved in the care. Peer, she described otherwise she is taking her medication. She is feeling better. Her medication has been helping. She is on Geodon, 100 milligram in dividing doses. Lexapro 10 milligram daily, melatonin 10 milligram daily, Lamictal 25 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, her speech was clear, thought process organized. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling. Her judgment sight is much improved. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient was provided support, insight and supportive therapy, and the patient has been feeling much better and compliance with the treatment. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next patient is Van Cleef, VANCLEAVE, Leslie, LESLIE. Her date of birth is 3/20/1958. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. Subject to Ajita. Leslie is a 67-year-old married Caucasian male who has been in treatment for schizoaffective disorder. He was born on 3/20/1958 and living with his wife and children. He described he has a very good he has a very good Thanksgiving and doing great. And relationship with his wife has much better, and Piet, his wife was by the side of his phone. He is on Seroquel 100 milligram BID, Depakote 500 milligram at bedtime, Seroquel 400 milligram tablet. He was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no hallucination or delusion. He is feeling much better and more happy and with a good improved relationship. Patient was encouraged, provided supportive therapy, insight-oriented therapy, and education about the medication. A 90-day prescription was ordered. Assessment of schizoaffective disorder. Seroquel 100 milligram BID, Depakote 500 milligram BID, and Seroquel 400 milligram bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. Patient was encouraged to get it. Depakote label checked, as it is important to make sure that he is not having any side effect. It was also encouraged to go to the blood workup for Depakote and serum ammonia level. Prognosis guarded. 30-day supply was ordered. Next and last duration on Neylon, NEYLON Junior Denise. Date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number is 313-670-2113. Subject to Ajita. Denise is a 69-year-old married Caucasian male living at 1353 N. Terrance, Madison Heights, Michigan, 48071. Was seen by a doxy. He was happy, pleasant, cooperative, described he is doing better, sleeping, eating better, medication is working. He, since Wednesday, he did not go out because of the bad weather, period, and he cooked. He was not feeling good, therefore he did not cook Thanksgiving dinner. He is going to cook today. A patient has been taking bupropion 300 milligram, XL 300 milligram daily, so Depakote ER 500 milligrams twice a day, trazodone 50 milligram daily and duloxetine 30 milligram daily. He was alert, oriented, his mood was pleasant, affect was bright, his speech was clear, thought was organized. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. He was compliant with the medication and has been consistent with the therapy and with the medication. Patient was explained about the medications, encouraged to get his Depakote level checked at least twice a year, to which he agreed, and he will going to get it done. Patient has been seeing a therapist at comprehensive counseling. A follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. 30-day supply was ordered. This is under dictation, done by Dr. Stogie.